Avon and Harper Audio presents Reckless by Selena Montgomery. Performed by Simone Day. Prologue. August 11, 1991. Smoke billowed from the warehouse, and flames licked the metal roof with sharp red tongues, lighting the night sky. Kel raced ahead of the conflagration, sneakers slapping the unpaved road with a steady beat that echoed her thudding heart. Scraggly trees with branches, gnarled from meager rain, lined the road, providing scant shelter from prying eyes. Kel calculated they had a couple of minutes at best to find a place to hide, assuming it wasn't already too late. She spared a jittery glance behind her. Finley ran smoothly, with the lean, graceful strides that had won the state track championship in April. The satchel strap across her chest and the bulging tan bag it supported appeared to have no effect on her ability to run like a gazelle. But Julia stumbled, her petite frame unused to the exertion or the panic. Her sherry brown eyes grew impossibly wider. Terror gripped the younger girl, born, Kel understood, from more than their current predicament. Julia was recalling the last fire, the last frenzied flight that had taken away all she'd known. Kel shortened her stride and fell back. Automatically, Finn took the lead. Reaching out, Kel captured Julia's arm, as much to propel as to comfort. "Come on, Jules, just a little farther." In the distance, sirens wailed toward the burning warehouse. With a quick pant, she instructed, "Finn, we've got to get off the road. Head for the grove." In unison, the trio angled left, leaving the gravel road for a wooded path that snaked from the warehouse through the grove. The dense copse of trees ran for more than a mile, separating the seedy side of town from the merely downtrodden. Tall, short-leaf pines towered over stands of sawtooth oak and hackberry, and other trees Kel had learned to name in botany. Finn had teased her only yesterday about her fascination, when she'd made them all go and look at a tree she thought was the mythical Franklinia that hadn't been seen since the first settler reached Georgia, a tree that would soon be cinder if the fire behind them reached the grove. The thought stumbled her feet and caught in her throat. How had she messed up so badly? She wondered wildly. Just 2 months ago, she and Finn stood on stage, receiving release papers from the prison of high school. Now they were fugitives, on the run from a firestorm that could consume their lives and those they loved. All because of her. So it would be up to her to save them. A quarter of a mile into the grove, she skidded to a stop in a small clearing. "Finn, we're good," she rasped out to the girl who continued to streak ahead. Finn curved around and returned, while Kel bent over to drag air into her lungs. Beside her, Julia collapsed onto the sun-baked earth. Ragged breaths turned into heaving sobs as the 16-year-old wrapped her arms around her legs and wept. Kel knelt beside her and draped an arm over her trembling shoulders.
"I'm sorry, Jules. So sorry," she whispered into her hair. "I didn't mean to. I swear I didn't."
The quiet apology brought an oath from Finn. "He didn't give you a choice, damn it. It was them or us. You picked your friends."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?